Good Monday to you, Squamish. On a serious note, did you know today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women? It is. Today also marks the beginning of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, a global call to action to create a world free of violence against women, said Premier David Eby in a news release this morning. Gender-based violence has far-reaching social and economic impacts on children, families, and communities. Indigenous women and girls, racialized people, immigrants, 2SLGBTQIA+ people and those with disabilities are especially at risk. In Canada, more than half of women have suffered physical or sexual violence at least once. Eby also says the government is taking action on this issue to boost support for survivors, strengthen response to the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and increase prevention and awareness. Weather forecast: it will become cloudy this morning, with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, according to Environment Canada. The wind is blowing from the north at 20 km per hour, except 50 km per hour gusting to 70 km per hour over southern sections this morning. The wind will become light later this morning. Did you know? Winds are named after the direction from which they blow. So, northeasterly winds blow from the northeast. And a land breeze blows from the land towards the ocean. Air moves because the sun does not warm the surface of Earth evenly, according to Let's Talk Science. We will see a high of 4°C and a low down to 11°C overnight. Looking ahead, local meteorologist Jason Ross says a ridge of high pressure will build over the south coast early this week, bringing drier conditions and strong outflow winds through the coastal inlets. The ridge of high pressure will dominate through at least Friday. A mix of sun and cloud can be expected on Tuesday and Wednesday. Temps will be at 5°C or below all week during the day and 2°C or below at night. BC. Extremes: yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Point Atkinson, in West Vancouver, which hit 10°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 7.9°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 24 was again Fort Nelson, which dropped to minus 29.9°C. Are folks in Fort Nelson okay? Yikes. Today's hotspot is set to be Race Rocks Light Station, on a small barren island in the Juan de Fuca Strait, near Souk, which could reach 8.5°C. The coldest spot is slated to be Dawson Creek, which is set to dip to minus 30.5°C. Sunrise and sunset: sunrise on November 25 was at 7:41 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:18 p.m. Moon phase: the moon is in its waning crescent phase. The area illuminated on the surface of the moon during this phase is in the shape of a crescent, and the amount of sunlight reflecting off of the moon is decreasing. The term waning means decreasing, which is why this moon phase is called waning crescent. This phase is one step in the cycle away from the new moon phase, where the Earth, Moon, and Sun are in a straight line. As this phase is nearing, the Sun and Moon's gravitational pull causes the bulge size of Earth's tides to increase, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 26.52%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Virgo, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 1:48 a.m. Moonset is at 2 p.m. Tides: the next high tide today is at 1:31 p.m. Height, 4.43 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 8:38 p.m., 2.16 meters, seawater temp: according to seatemperature.info, seawater temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.7°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 9.5°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2013 at 7.5°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.5°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires: don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the 3-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. November 26, there's miniature paint night at Arrowwood Games, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 to 10 p.m. Join Arrowwood Games for an open paint night. Bring your minis, models, meet new and old friends, and paint to your heart's content, reads the listing. November 27, there's the long and short storytelling at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 7 to 10 p.m. The long and short is an evening of true and personal stories. Each month is centered around a theme. We invite ordinary people to share their stories with an audience. At the long and short, a storyteller is anyone with a story to tell. November's theme is, "What goes around, comes around," reads the listing. November 28 to Deck Point 14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note: starting today, November 25th, on Highway 99, in both directions, watch for road maintenance that is planned between Garibaldi Highway and Ocean Point Drive for 3.2 kilometers west Vancouver to 2 kilometers south of Lions Bay. Work is scheduled from 7:30 a.m. on Monday until Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Gas prices in Squamish: regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Gas is going for 168.9 per liter at Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. Fill up for 168.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 145.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, located at 2773 Central Avenue. In Vancouver, you will pay 169.9 per liter at the Shell, at 1396 East 41st Avenue.